So as we're starting any meditation practice, just making sure that we're comfortable. And then just very gently and in a relaxed way, bringing awareness to the points of contact of our bodies with the chair and with the floor, to the soles of the feet, to the backs of the thighs and the buttocks resting in the chair, to the hands resting on our knees or in our laps, and the back touching the back of the chair. Just bringing awareness to these points of contact and spending a few moments becoming accustomed to all of the sensations that are present in those points of contact. When you're feeling ready, allowing the awareness to spread out, to fill the whole of the body. So becoming aware of all of the sensations of sitting in this place right now. So all of the bodily sensations that are present in this moment, coming into awareness so that we can rest with them. And in being aware of our bodies and feeling into our posture, naturally going to be aware of the flow of our breath. So we allow the sensations and the movements of breathing to come fully into awareness. The in-breath and the out-breath, and the pauses in between. And noticing perhaps the slight effort that's involved when the body breathes in, when the body opens up to allow the air to enter into the lungs. And noticing when the body breathes out, how there's just a sense of relaxation, of letting go and of the air being released. And at the end of every out-breath, the body just rests for a few moments before the next cycle of breathing begins. So if we wish, bringing awareness to that sense of resting at the end of every out-breath. And as our bodies come to rest, in awareness, then our minds can also begin to come to rest. Resting with the body, in that same awareness. And we may be noticing that our minds have lots of thoughts and feelings. Maybe there are memories arising. We may be noticing a tendency to become involved with these thoughts and feelings and memories. And when the body comes to rest, and the mind begins to rest with the body, it becomes much easier to release, to let go, allowing thoughts and feelings, memories, whatever's there to arise, and then just to dissipate. Letting go, perhaps, of any perceived need to be involved, to engage with thought, to try and sort it out into what's good and what's not so good. maybe even contemplating, that just as sensations arise from the body, and as they come and go, so also do thoughts and feelings in the mind just come and go. Thoughts arising in the mind, like sensations in the body, rising and falling, waxing and waning, coming and going. And maybe from time to time, something difficult arises in the mind. Or we encounter a difficult situation. Maybe noticing lots of negative thoughts arising. Maybe noticing tension developing in the body. And sometimes our natural instinct is to suppress anything difficult, to distract ourselves from what a difficulty we're experiencing. And we may end up struggling against something, trying to push it away, trying to convince ourselves that this isn't really true, it isn't really the way things are. And if we're finding ourselves getting into these sort of situations where we're struggling, striving to get away from something, one of the things that we can do, as we're becoming aware of our negativity, of our difficulty, is to begin to breathe slowly and deeply. Opening up to how we feel as we breathe in, and then releasing slowly and completely as we breathe out. Breathing in and opening up to whatever's troubling us. Breathing out and releasing it with every cycle of the breath. If we're feeling that it's becoming overwhelming and too difficult for us to cope with, then we can breathe deeply into areas of tension within the body. Breathing down into the body, releasing the tension with every out-breath, bringing awareness to every place in the body where we're feeling a tightness, a closing down, a tension, a difficulty, and then releasing that stress as we breathe out. So our body is always alive in the present moment. It's never like the mind in the past or in the future. It's always in the here and now, telling us exactly what we're feeling. So we have our breathing and we have our body. When we're experiencing difficulties, feeling overwhelmed, using the breath and the sensations in the body to bring us right into the present, breathing in deeply, releasing slowly and completely. Allowing us to let go of what's troubling us. Allowing allowing us to be exactly where we need to be. Right in this moment. Dealing with whatever difficulty has arisen.